ZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. Vance Bolter will now face federal charges, ABC News has learned. He's accused of shooting two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses over the weekend, killing the former Minnesota House Speaker and her husband. Authorities arrested him late yesterday. ABC's Lionel Moise has more.
His friend and roommate says Bolter recently faced financial struggles while trying to realize his dream of owning a private security company and texted him Saturday that he had made some choices and might be dead soon. Bolter spent time as a preacher, his roommate saying he became less cheerful after a missionary trip to Africa in 2023.
8 people were killed in Israel overnight after Iranian strikes, according to Israeli emergency services. 5 were killed near Tel Aviv and 3 were killed in Haifa. It comes after Israel's widespread attack last week on Iran's military and nuclear infrastructure. This is ABC News.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The man behind the assassinations of Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, and the attacks on Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette, has been caught. Officials say Vance Bolter had a manifesto targeting Democratic lawmakers, including 11 in Wisconsin. Before he was arrested, Wisconsin State Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim said this.
I know that when you volunteer, you put yourself forward for a civic responsibility. You're doing it for the right reasons. You're trying to speak for people. And the fact that there is so much anger that they lost their lives is it's an emotional thing.
Bolter was arrested in Green Isle, Minnesota, about 90 minutes from the Wisconsin border. At least 2 Wisconsin congressmen want to punish cities that allow what they call anarchy. Joanne Krulatz explains.
A Wisconsin congressman wants to restrict federal funding from communities the U.S. Department of Justice deems anarchist jurisdictions. 8th District Republican Tony Weed's proposed bill, which he dubs the Stop Anarchist from Endangering Cities, or SAFE Act, is a response to immigration enforcement protests in cities like Los Angeles and New York. It would codify a 2020 memorandum issued by President Donald Trump following riots in response to the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police officers. The memorandum restricts federal funding for any state or local jurisdiction the Department of Justice identifies to be permitting anarchy, violence, or destruction. 7th District Republican Tom Tiffany is a co-sponsor.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers head to Chicago to open a series against the Cubs tomorrow night. Yesterday, the Brewers beat the Cardinals 3-2 to win the 4-game series and move up into second place. Did things get testy with St. Louis over the weekend? The Brewers' Trevor McGill.
Tensions were high. Everything surrounding that's happened over the series. So, yeah, that's huge for us. 3 out of 4 and get out of the jam like that.
Reese Hoskins got beaned. The Cardinals' Wilson Contreras having words with the Brewers' bench. Pat Murphy.
Cardinals Brewers, man, there's always going to be high emotion. The health of the game is that you let players, especially veterans like that, handle what they handle. If we feel like somebody's thrown at us on purpose, the umpires will take care of it.
Girls high school softball, the Kokona Ghosts, with a 1-0 win over Kenosha Bradford to clinch their 4th state division title in the last 5 years.
I mean, it hasn't quite settled in yet, but it's an amazing feeling. I mean, I wouldn't want to go out any other way, so it's just incredible.
That's senior pitcher Carly Meredith with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today, warm and muggy, with highs reaching the low 80s. Got chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon, and then a line rolling through late tonight. And some of those could be strong to severe, bringing hail, high winds, and heavy downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Matinee on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matinee on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
We'll talk with former Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen about his bipartisan effort with the Democracy Defense Project.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, top of the brand new week to you today. Did you have a good time over the weekend? Louise and I went to the No Kings protest in Vancouver, Washington. It was sweet. There were so many cool signs and great people. And Louise even got a picture of a dog with a something instead of treats sign on him. We had a great time. And, and the MAGA terrorist was caught overnight, and he's now in custody in Minnesota. I don't know why the media is not calling him a MAGA terrorist, and I don't know why Democrats aren't calling him a MAGA terrorist. You know, if the shoe was on the other foot, Republicans would be doing the same. By the way, to the folks who are calling in right now, our phones are still not fixed, so you will just get put on hold, and then I'll throw you on the air. Not to worry. Everything's cool. We're waiting for our engineer to get back from vacation, actually. Oh, you God. Anyway, the choice before tyranny. Will we let oligarchs rule or take back America? I'll get into that in just a moment. How oligarchy transforms into tyranny, typically. We'll talk about that in a minute. Also, a bit of a news summary here in the first hour. Trump's war on blue cities. Is Donald Trump going to drag America into a war with Iran? A foreign journalist was refused entry into the United States because of his politics. This should be a big deal. I'm thinking of writing an op-ed about this tomorrow. This should be a huge big deal. We are running the thought police at our border. And that's just wrong. Trump's humiliating parade yesterday. 60,000 peaceful protesters were commended by their own police department. Seriously? In the second hour of our program, blue politicians, Democratic politicians, were warned months before the Minnesota attacks, and now we've got disgusting right-wing politicians just going weird with this stuff. I'll tell you about, you know, Mike Lee and some of the other bizarre, MAGA basically cheering on this guy who murdered a couple of people in Minnesota. Who are we? And we should all, by the way, be stunned by the treatment of a Marines immigrant wife. I'll give you the details on that story in the second hour as well. In the third hour of our program, all of Kennedy's people's lies, reporting of the false claims and conspiracy theories that shape our world is more essential than ever. Just the bizarre, bizarre stories that are being told by the people that Bob Kennedy is putting into, putting in charge of our health. Frankly, the op-ed, my daily take today, also published over at Hartman Report as Daily Take, is the choice before tyranny. Will we let oligarchs rule or take back America? House Speaker Mike Johnson says that California Governor Gavin Newsom should be tarred and feathered. Right. Because he's going along with protesters who object to Trump's fascist behavior. The vast majority of the political violence we've seen over the past 15 years has been promulgated by right-wingers, including assassinations. This culminated in Minneapolis over the weekend. Trump is inserting Marines into an American city. over the objections of that state's governor and has this little Korean-style military parade over the weekend. Next, he wants to give billionaires another $5 trillion tax gift that will be paid for by your children. And now he's changing the Veterans Administration rules so doctors and nurses can be refused to provide services to veterans who are registered as Democrats. Seriously, not making that up. How'd we get here? It's really started in 1976-78 when five corrupt Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that money is speech under the First Amendment, you know, the First Amendment protection of free speech, that applies to money as well as to actual words, and that corporations aren't just, you know, legal fictions, they are persons. Now, prior to that, prior to 1978, between 1932, when Franklin Roosevelt was elected, and 1948, Congress and the White House passed a hell of a lot of really great legislation that benefited the average person. It included, and here's the list, this is in my article today, legalizing unions, the minimum wage, banking protections, Glass-Steagall, reforesting America, the Civilian Conservation Corps, major power projects like the Hoover Dam, the TVA, et cetera, subsidized electricity to rural areas, Social Security, unemployment insurance, aid for dependent children, public housing, the 40-hour work week, and overtime rules, ending child labor, survivors benefits for orphans and widows, Job Corps, VISTA, Head Start, food stamps, outlawing discrimination in public accommodation and education, outlawing discrimination in the workplace, federal funding for public schools, Medicare, Medicaid, voting rights, Pell Grants and other college subsidies, Housing and Urban Development Act, the Child Nutrition Act, school lunches. By 1978, when the Supreme Court decided that the oligarchs could own politicians, you know, we were a pretty functioning democracy. Women had gotten the vote. Racial minorities were guaranteed the right to vote. But the Bilotti decision and its Buckley predecessor opened the door for billionaires and corporations basically to legally buy politicians, which floated Reagan into the White House in 1980 on a tsunami of corporate money, mostly oil and banking money. In the 44 years since the Reagan Revolution, Congress has passed not all that long list of legislation to help average people, but just two pieces of legislation, LIHEAP, the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, and FMLA, the Family and Medical Leave Act. That's it. I know it sounds mind-boggling when you put it in those terms, but, you know, as you know, if you've been listening to the program for the last 22 years, I have been running a contest all this time for, you know, one single piece of legislation sponsored by Republicans, passed with a majority of Republicans, signed by a Republican president into law since the Reagan Revolution, whose principal beneficiaries have been average working people or the poor, and basically nobody has won. I mean, there have been a couple of small pieces of legislation, but nothing of consequence, no major legislation. Even Obamacare was written by the billionaire-funded Heritage Foundation, and it was basically a gift to the insurance, a trillion-dollar gift to the insurance industry. So in 2011, when Jimmy Carter told me that the Citizens United decision was had turned America into an oligarchy, he wasn't kidding. I mean, he was absolutely right. And here we are now. Since 1981, since the beginning of the Reagan Revolution, and those of you old enough to remember America in the 60s and 70s and early 80s, but since the Reagan Revolution, basically at the federal level anyway, there's some good stuff been done in blue states at the state level, but since 1981 at the federal level, the entire country has been run of, by, and for, and to the benefit of the morbidly rich. And what the 99% in the bottom need has been basically irrelevant. CEO pay, for example, since Reagan came into office, has gone up 1,209%. Worker pay has gone up 15%. Reagan has, you know, the Reaganism has transferred fully $50 trillion from the pensions and homes and savings accounts and paychecks of average working people into the money bins of the top 1%. Housing in the 50s cost twice the average annual salary. Today it's closer to 10 times as much. I mean, this is full-blown oligarchy, and that's the danger. Oligarchy is a transitional form of government. Oligarchy never lasts. Oligarchy is when the country is run by the rich for the rich. And what happens is that the people stand up and fight back. They rebel. And typically, in the early stages, this takes the form of what you call populism, where, you know, somebody stands up and says, I'm here for you, for the people, for the populi, you know, the Latin word for people, or the majority of the people. And had the Clinton machine not destroyed the Bernie candidacy in 2016, we would have had a populist counter-revolution. Bernie would have been president, and it would have stopped the Reagan revolution. But the Clintonistas came in, and that was the end of that. And so what happened was we still got populism, but it was right-wing populism, which is a false or a phony kind of populism. I mean, the same thing happened in Germany in the 30s, by the way, and or something very similar. And so this is this critical moment that we're facing right now. You've got Trump pretending to be a populist and, you know, his attacks on brown people, black people, Asian people, women, to white men in America, or at least to about half of America's white men. That seems like populism. Oh, yeah, he's on our side. But really, you know, Trump is just acting on behalf of his class, on behalf of the other billionaires. So if this continues, we are going to see America turn into a dictatorship. I mean, let's just be blunt about it. Oligarchy is a transitional form of government that eventually either leads to tyranny, as it has in Russia, as it has in Hungary, as it has in Egypt, as it has in Turkey, or reverses itself. The oligarchy diminishes, and the country is given back to the people. This is what happened in 1933, because the Republican Great Depression was so severe that the oligarchs really had no choice. They just had to back off because they had munged things up so badly. And frankly, I think, you know, we're going to see something very similar over the next 3 years. I think we're going to see a real severe economic crisis. So what do we have? How do we stand up? Well, we saw this over the weekend. I mean, basically, the only thing that we have right now is the voice of the people, the vox populi, the voice of the people. And that's why we need to be calling Congress and saying, stop Trump. You know, fire Kristi Noem, et cetera. We need to join progressive organizations. You know, Move On, Indivisible, you know, et cetera. Show up at the local Democratic Party in your community. Speak out and speak up in every venue you can find. You know, we have a hell of a lot of work to do here. And we need to get on about it. Because if we don't push back, then Trump is going to turn this country into a dictatorship. That is clearly his goal. And the goal of many of the people around him, like Stephen Miller and Kristi Noem. So stick around. We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after this. It's 18 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. We're right here. I'll be right back with you.
Not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community is brought to you by Insight Eye Care. Insight offers comprehensive eye care and the area's most advanced dry eye treatments by utilizing intense pulse light and radio frequency therapy. Improving lives by improving sight. WIinsight.com.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
Brewers baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers baseball all season long on WISS. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mendo rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mendo created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mendo's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. It's developed by doctors. It's hypoallergenic and skin safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code Mando, the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com.
We stand at the edge. We're caught in the storm. The rich built their mansions. The people mourn. They bought the laws. They bought the courts. Now they're coming for the last of our rights, of course. They tell us it's over. Say there's nothing to do. But the future is waiting on me and on you. This is the choice before tyranny. Stand up, rise up.
So Donald Trump has ordered ICE to step up deportation in the cities. A couple days ago, I guess it was on Friday, I think, Friday afternoon, he apparently his agriculture secretary, I think her name is Rollins, contacted him and said, I'm hearing from pissed off Republican farmers who have given millions of dollars to our party, and their crops are rotting in the field. So Trump goes out and says, well, maybe we shouldn't go after the farmers and the hotel workers. And then he issues this rant, basically, saying, directing federal agencies to go after sanctuary cities, Democrat-run cities. So over the coming weeks, expect to see what we see in Los Angeles right now popping up in American cities all over the country. Fascism is on the march. It really and truly is. It's incredible. I want to talk about Iran and also this Australian who was deported. I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll pick up your call. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the True People's Media. Stay with us. We'll be right back. If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate your aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to Native Path Collagen to restore what time takes away. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage, improve cellulite appearance, and feel real results in as little as 14 days. Right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, you can claim up to 45% off for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Hartman. Go to getnativepath.com/Hartman. Supplies are limited and demand is surging. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD, and I'm one of them. I use their sleep gummies. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like I did and millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Just visit CBDistillery.com and use the promo code TOM. That's CBDistillery.com, promo code THOM. CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on...
Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, I'm joined by Matt Rothschild. We go deep on book banning in Florida. Did you read Judy Blume? Did you like it? Well, Florida kids won't be able to read it anymore. We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin Democrats are looking ahead to 2026 with big ambitions, full control of both the legislature and the governor's office. That trifecta was the central message this weekend at the party's annual convention. Delegates elected a new party chair, Devin Remiker, who says Democrats need to rally around a strong economic message.
We need to be very clear and consistent in our messaging. You'll probably hear me say a lot that we are the party that fights for the working class, defends our rights and freedoms, and protects our very democracy.
Remiker, former executive director of the state Dems, beat out William Garcia, chair of the La Crosse County Democratic Party, and longtime Democratic strategist Joe Sopecki. Remiker replaces outgoing chair Ben Wickler, who has far outpaced Republicans in fundraising in the last 6 years. Remiker begins his two-year term July 1st. Also at the convention, delegates passed several resolutions, including one calling for the impeachment of President Donald Trump. Democrats added extra security at the convention following recent attacks on Minnesota lawmakers, the killing of former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband, and the shooting of State Senator John Hoffman and his wife. One person was killed in a two-vehicle accident in Shawnee County around 10 o'clock Sunday morning. Police say the accident happened on Highway 29 in Heartland when an SUV failed to brake and collided with a motorcycle that had pulled onto the highway. The motorcycle was driven by an 80-year-old Bondwell man who died at the scene. The driver and sole occupant of the SUV was not injured. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today, warm and muggy, with highs reaching the low 80s. Got chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon, and then a line rolling through late tonight. And some of those could be strong to severe, bringing hail, high winds, and heavy downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
It smells terrible.
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks.
Yeah. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
On Tuesday's show, we'll talk about the upcoming Veterans Fishing University, which is awesome.
And Kerry Josephson stops by to let us know about the Walk to End Alzheimer's Teen Kickoff event. Join us.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9.
Did you know? know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Stormtroopers at the courthouse, boots heavy on the floor, dragging freedom by the ankles, smashing down the people's door. No law, no warrant, just the silence of the bought. This is how a nation crumbles, not with battles, but with fear they taught. The gavel's been replaced with guns, the bench is just a stage, and every whisper of dissent is locked inside a cage. Raise your voice before it's broken. Stand your ground before it's taken. They're tearing down the dream our fathers swore to save. Stormtroopers at the courthouse, do you hear democracy's grave?
Waving back 35 minutes past the hour. Donald Trump is in Canada right now, in Alberta, for the G7. And, of course, the first thing he started whining about was, where's Vladimir Putin? You guys don't like my friend Vlad. You got rid of him. You shouldn't have done that. I just talked to him yesterday, and he's a nice man. Oh, God. Anyhow. He also told ABC News Rachel Scott that he had this wonderful conversation with Vladimir Putin, and that therefore he does not want to get involved in this thing between Israel and Iran. Putin, of course, is getting most of his weapons that he's using against Iran, most of his drones, from Iran. So, gee, what a surprise. Putin's telling Trump, stay out. Don't get involved. And then Netanyahu comes out and says, oh, yeah, you know, those two guys who tried to assassinate Trump, they were both working for Iran. This was on Fox News. And Brett Baer, you just said Iran tried to assassinate President Trump twice. Do you have intel on that? And Netanyahu says, through proxies, yes, through their intel, yes, they want to kill him. Yeah, right. You know, when the guy in Butler, Pennsylvania, shot at Trump and hit the guy next to him, splattering his ear with blood. And the guy who was outside his golf course, his flea bag golf motel down in Florida with a semi-automatic rifle. At that time, our intelligence officials, the FBI, et cetera, said these guys have nothing to do with Iran. But and the government and the president of Iran, by the way, Mahmoud Parazakian, said we got nothing to do with those things. But Netanyahu, he's trying to drag Trump into this thing, and Putin is trying to keep Trump out of this thing. It's going to be interesting. Who has more influence over Trump, Netanyahu or Putin? I'm betting Putin. I'm betting that we're going to stay out of it, but we'll see. Meanwhile, Alistair Kitchen, yeah, like, you know, that room in your house, Alistair Kitchen is his name, is a freelance reporter and journalist and blogger out of Australia. And for years, he's been blogging. He was a creative writing student. He actually went to Columbia University for 6 years, got his master's degree in writing or literature or something like that, and moved back to Australia last year in 2024. And so, he was and he's written about Donald Trump being a fascist, basically. So he wants to go visit his friends. I mean, he spent 6 years in New York City. He's got friends there. He wanted to go visit his friends in New York City. And so he hopped on a plane in Melbourne to fly to Los Angeles and was then going to pick up a flight from L.A. to New York. And when he gets to L.A., the Customs and Border Protection pulls him off the plane or, out of the pick up your luggage area and says, come with us into this little private room. And they kept him there for 9 hours. He said he had already deleted the sensitive political posts from his blog and from his social media because he was worried about this exact same thing happening. But this is from The Guardian. However, he believed U.S. border officials had used technology to link his post to his application for the electronic system for travel authorization. Kitchen said he wanted other Australians. He says, clearly they had technology in their system which linked those posts to my Etsy a long time before I took them down because they knew all about the posts, and then they interrogated me about the posts once I was there. So they're asking him, you know, so you don't like Trump, huh? That kind of thing, apparently. He says he wants other Australians to know that cleaning your phone won't help. He said they had already prepared a file on me and knew everything about me before I arrived. He also said he felt terrified, confused, and tired and was afraid of being caught lying, so he gave them his phone, which he now regrets. He said he's terrified of retribution and reprisal from the U.S. government for speaking out about his experience, but he wants people to know what happened. Do you get this? Our Border Patrol, Customs and Border Patrol, the immigration officers at the airport, are vetting people coming into the United States based on their politics. China does this. Russia does this. We never did this. We always took the position that we are a brave country. We stand for freedom of speech. It's in our First Amendment. We stand for freedom of the press. This guy was a freelance journalist. It's in our First Amendment. You can say anything you want. What's the old saying? Yeah, I will. You know, I may disagree with you vehemently, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. Not anymore. No. If you say something bad about dear leader, the goons at the border are going to have a word with you. There have to be people in Customs and Border Patrol who are as troubled by this as I am. I mean, this is just so wrong. Finally, Donald Trump had his sad little tank parade over the weekend. One reporter noted that hordes of people were trying to leave before he even spoke. He called the crowd listless. It appears that it was mostly the people who showed up, and it was only a few thousand. He had predicted 250,000 people would show up. The bleachers were empty. The streets were empty. But it appears that most of the people who showed up were basically family members of the military people who were in the parade. And finally, in the No Kings protest yesterday, were you there? The San Diego Police Department commends 60,000 peaceful protesters. A bunch of signs, by the way, apologizing for Stephen Miller, who grew up in San Diego. But the San Diego Police Department actually issued a posted on social media, thank you for a peaceful demonstration. We're proud of you guys. That kind of thing. Amazing. All right. What's on your mind? Woody in Boulder City, Nevada. Hey, Woody, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Listen to you when I can. I'm on the road, taking a long road trip today. Couple of things. I watched I YouTubed the parade. I didn't watch it.
Mm-hmm.
The empty bleachers behind that tank were what got me.
Yeah. Yeah, it was sad.
And I was in the Army. If we had marched like that, we'd have been cleaning the trains for the next week.
Yeah, it was. I think this was the whoever was in charge of this, I'm talking military guys, were probably very offended by this whole thing. And they had their troops just said, stroll down the street instead of marching.
Yeah, I mean, they were just walking like they were going to a Sunday picnic or something. It would just crack me up.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to make a comment that I think we have Trump now because Merrick Garland didn't start prosecuting by January 21st. He Agreed. Waited 18 months before he did anything, and look where we are now.
Agreed.
And
if I may, and because Mitch McConnell would not whip votes for his impeachment, for his conviction in the Senate.
I mean, yeah, and as far as the Republicans being afraid of being primary, do your damn job. Worry about the election later. You know, you're working for the people. Well, you're not working for the people. You're working for the oligarchs. But
you should.
I like the new label somebody put on Trump, the Mango Mussolini.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Listen, you guys are doing a great job. Keep it up. I hope to God that you and people on MSNBC and your folks don't end up in jail because you're a bulwark.
Yeah, I hope not, too.
God bless you and keep up the good work, sir.
Thanks, Woody. Yeah, and in fact, I was on MSNBC over the weekend with Ali Velshi. He is on Sunday morning. He is such a light. Woody, thank you for the call.
Does
Thanks
he
for
ever, does Alex Velsky ever sleep?
Yeah, I know. He's like, you know, I when I was on Air America, I used to be the kind of go-to fill-in guy like Ali is on MSNBC. There was one day, I regularly filled in for Randy Rhodes, and occasionally I would fill in for other people. And there was one day where Marc Maron had some kind of meltdown. So I did Marc Maron's show from like, you know, 6 to 9 in the morning. And then this is all Eastern time. And then from 9 until noon, I was doing my local show on KPOJ. And then from noon until 3, I was doing my national show. And then from 3 until 6, I did Randy Rhodes' show. And then from 6 until 9, I had to fill in for Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar. Janine had melted down some, or no, she had some, she was in some movie or something. And Sam had gotten sick. And so I was literally on the air from 6 in the morning until 9 at night, continuously. It was wild.
Well, I hope you got some overtime out of that.
No, I didn't get paid for any of it, actually. But, you know, I guarantee you, though, Ali is getting paid. It's got to be. It's got to be. Woody, thanks for the call, and thanks for listening to SiriusXM. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's the True People's Media, the Tom Hartman Program. Stick around. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con and conservative. I'll be right back with you. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise loves this stuff. She says it really works and has really noticeably improved her skin. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and with noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance.com/Tom.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with iZervay, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. iZervay, or Avastin Captate Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZervay today.
iZervay gets GA going slower.
Visit iZervay.com. That's iZervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. May 12th, the U.S. Department of Justice reportedly requested all the state of Colorado's records relating to the 2024 federal election and the preservation of records related to the 2020 election. The request may relate to President Trump's effort to free a convicted Colorado election official. The records request is massive. In November 2024, there were 4.65 million registered Colorado voters, 3.3 million of whom cast ballots in the presidential election. Then, consider the records from every electronic ballot tabulator, voter registration and verification documents for each voter, and more. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold told NPR, "What they're going to do with all this data, I don't know, but I'm sure they'll use it to push their ridiculous disinformation and lies to the American public," she said. There is speculation that it may be related to convicted Mesa County elections official Tina Peters, sentenced to 9 years for giving voting machine access to conspiracy theorists tied to MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. The week before the Colorado records request, DOJ was directed by President Trump to, quote, take all necessary action to help secure the release of Peters. To date, Colorado has reportedly provided two copies of its master voter list to DOJ and its 2024 voter history file. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, it's summer. Campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories, but lately one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation and pushing their religion into classrooms, courtrooms, even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state's constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom. Seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't about personal beliefs. It's about power. And it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where the Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts, in the schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Because the only story that should run this country is ours, not theirs.
And doc, but hey, the gas is cheap and there's a new TikTok. We got potholes deep and schools run dry, but don't you dare ask why. Just blame the gays, the libs, the books. Now grab your cross and pass the crooks. Welcome to red state hell, where the poor stay poor and the rich rebel. Facts are safety nets, but we've got flags and bayonets. You'll lose your teeth but gain a gun, and Jesus loves you. Ain't that fun? So cheer real loud and never tell you're living in red state hell. Mama's working two dead-end shifts. Daddy's praying his truck still drifts. Grandpa's meds got
2 minutes past the hour. Kay in Darby, Montana. Hey, Kay, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Here in Red State Hell.
Yeah.
I attended the No Kings Day in Hamilton. That's the nearest big town to me. We had about 600, and that is probably maybe 100 less than we had on the April 5th protest.
Mm-hmm.
But this is one of the reddest counties in Montana. And the town of Hamilton is kind of hurting. It's generally more liberal, but we're all gerrymandered, so there's no representation from Hamilton in our state legislature. But they have a NIH lab that studies infectious diseases, and they've laid off at least 12 high-level scientists, I think.
Oh, no.
There's also a regional Forest Service headquarters and three ranger districts here. People laid off there, and there's also a Job Corps, which they're supposed to be closing those. So anyway, but it was a great turnout, and lots of turnout all over Montana from what I hear.
Well, that's great. That's great. You had a good time, Kay?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I'm really I guess it's Indivisible that gets the word out, organizes these.
Yeah, that's the principal 13, umbrella organization. But there's a bunch of others.
Yeah, there were 13 towns in Wyoming, even, that had these. And 23 in Montana, so...
That's great.
It's great.
Yeah.
One quick thing, because we're so red here, we've never even had... It's been since George W. Bush left his reign back in 2008. I had Republican friends who were so disgusted. They were voting Democratic after George. Mm. And so we had some local county commissioners who were Democratic for the first time in I don't know how long.
Mm-hmm.
And very soon there were billboards along the highway, at least one, probably more, with photos of all the Democratic county commissioners, and it just said, take out the trash.
Oh, no. That's the kind of thing that inspires what happened in Minnesota.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And that was back in 2008. And, mm-hmm. one of the real trashy things they did, they helped fund a medical clinic with a sliding scale, mm-hmm. which is still operating. Hmm. So.
Wow.
That's where I live.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Kay. And I appreciate the report from Montana. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep. Good talking to you. Bruce in Los Angeles. Hey, Bruce, what's up?
Hi. I was at the protest in downtown L.A. on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Can I share a few
please.
Protest signs?
We have about a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Cool. So in Mexican Spanish, there's a phrase, chingada tu madre, which is kind of a curse.
Yeah, I've got a T-shirt that says that, only it says okay. Donald. And I know what it means, right, but let's not say it on the air.
Yeah, cool. So there were a lot, the crowd was overwhelmingly young Latino people, so mm-hmm. there were a number of signs that said, chingada tu maga.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Right. Yeah.
A couple more. Nobody paid me to hate Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I do it for free.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of posts that say that because Trump was claiming last week that all these protesters are being paid by those by George Soros, right?
Right.
By the foreign Jews. Yeah, right.
Right. Yeah. So another one. My dad works harder than the president.
Yeah. Who doesn't actually?
When you don't get to talk about what's illegal when you voted for a felon.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Trump has a mugshot, not my dad.
Yep, that's a good one.
Referring to what went on in Washington, big parade, tiny penis.
Yeah. Yeah, I posted on Blue Sky, Teddy Roosevelt said, walk softly and carry a big stick. Donald Trump says, I'm going to have a big parade so nobody talks about my little stick. Got it. Bruce, I got to run, but
all right,
thanks for the call. It was a good one. We'll continue the conversation. Blue politicians were warned months before the Minnesota attack, yet disgusting right-wing politicians are amping up the personal attacks. This is getting wild. I'll tell you about it right after the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property and you won't even know it's happened till you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The man suspected of killing state lawmaker and her husband and injuring another lawmaker and his wife Saturday in Minnesota is due in court today, along with state charges. The U.S. Attorney's Office detailing it's pursuing federal charges against Vance Boulter. U.S. Attorney Joseph Thompson alleges Boulter had plans to kill Moore.
In the early morning hours of June 14th, Boulter went to the homes of four Minnesota state politicians with the intent to kill them.
President Trump at the G7 summit in Canada, meeting with world leaders on trade talks and discussing the Middle East conflict and Russia's war in Ukraine. The president set to meet with Ukraine's leader on the sidelines. He also urged Iran to finalize a nuclear deal. Reports that Iran's state TV was knocked off the air today due to fresh Israeli strikes. And Israel is still searching for victims in Tel Aviv after Iranian missiles breached Israel's air defense and struck buildings. This is ABC News.